This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. I want to share with you something I saw this morning in the Sefer Paninei Kadem, which is a collection of Divrei Torah from Kadmoinim, or early Achroinim, or from more rare types of Svarim, of Rabbi Chil Michal Stern. And he brings something very interesting. On the Pasuk, Vayanas Vayetze Hachutza. Vayazoy Bigdoy Biyadoy Vayanas Vayetze Hachutza. And he brings from Rav Mordechai Ashkenazi, whose name, he was known as Hamoichiach, and it's brought in the Sefer of his grandson, Rabbi Shaya Pick. And it's in his Sefer, Hafla Shebe'erechen. Anyway, he points out the word Vayetze is extra. It should say Vayazoiv, Bigdoy Biyadoy, he left his garment in her hand. Vayanas Achutza, he fled and he went outside. It should say Vayanas Achutza, why Vayetze? In a certain sense, the words Vayanas and Vayetze mean different things. Vayanas means in a hurry, in a flurry. And Vayetze implies Benachas. So he brings that the word Vayetze is Rashi Tevois. I think there's a Ta'a Sofer here. He says Vayetze is Rashi Tevois, Vayar Tsuras Aviv. It should say Vayar Yosef Tsuras Aviv. He saw the image of his father. We know that why did Yosef, how was Yosef able to withstand the test? The Gemara in Saita says he was really close to committing the Maisa. The Gemara gets very graphic how close Yosef, he was so close that the Zera came out of Mitachas Tziparnav. So what stopped him? How did he overcome the temptation? He saw the image of Yaakov. The word Vayetze is Rashi Tevois. Vayar Tzura, Vayar Yosef Tzuras Aviv. And he says that would explain the two different words. Vayanos, he ran out. He didn't know what to do. But then Vayetze, when he ran because he didn't think he could overcome this temptation, but when he saw his father with him, so he left Benachas. Yatza, Benachas, he was Batuach Shelo Yechta. If we could add another amazing insight, and maybe we'll connect the two. Instead of making it two different clips, we'll connect the two. Yosef is, so to speak, negotiating with this woman. The woman is tempting him. And Yosef says, no, how could I do such an act? Look what his argument is. Vayimain. He says, Vayimain Elishas Adoinav. How could I do such a terrible thing? V'chol asher yesh lo nosan biyadi. He gave me everything. He doesn't know what's going on in the house. He deposited everything under my jurisdiction. It's like Yosef's giving an argument why he can't commit the sin. The master, your husband, has put all of his assets under my control. He doesn't know if I'm buying or trading or selling. He doesn't. So how could I commit this sin? Okay, what's the argument? Exactly, he doesn't know what's going on, so he could get away with it. What's Yosef's argument over here? So, in the Sefer Paninei Kedem, he brings from the Rav Elezer Fleckels, the author of Shal Tshuva's Tshuva Me'ahava, and when I saw it, I knew I had seen this elsewhere, and if I did, I saw it in the Nachal Kidumim of the Chida. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, Ruban Begezel Umiyot Ba'arayas. Most people steal, a minority of people violate immorality. Ruban begazel miutam erais. So Yosef is using the following argument. He's saying, most people steal, and yet your husband trusted me, even though there's a roiv that says that I'm not trustworthy. Most people steal, and yet he relied on me. So then, it's not right that if he's relying on me, where most people steal, certainly he has a right to rely on me, where only a miyot of people are over on Arayas. What is Yosef doing? He's making a kal v'chomer. Yosef is making a kal v'chomer. That's the Shal Tshuva Shuv Me'ahava and the Chida, based on the Gemara, Ruban Begazim Yutam Barayas. So Echadas Noisein, the Chidah says, that if someone is parish from the Roiv, Ruma Gezel, certainly he should be honored and honorable that he would not violate the Gedar of Arayos, because most are Shomer from Arayos. That's the Vayimoin, the Shalshelas Gedoyla, that cries up to the heavens, is he doesn't know what's going on with his finances, because he trusts me, so how could I do this evil act? This is, the Chidah says, Kavachoymer She'en Olav Tshuva. So I would just add that we've learned many times that the Yud Gimel Midos She'atar Nidreshes Behem correspond to Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. So first I would add that Yosef wasn't just arguing with Eshes Poitifara. I have a question for you. My question is, you know, if a woman is trying to seduce Yosef, this is a time for logic. Yosef say, you know, this is not the right thing for me to do right now, because since he trusted me with the finances, therefore he should certainly trust me with matters of morality. Run! Are you kidding me? Now you're going to start using logic? I'm not seeing the appropriateness of this logical dialogue. The woman is trying to seduce him. This is not a time for logic and rational thinking. That's not how you combat. If you're in the temptation, you got to get out of there. Now Yosef is using moral arguments. It's unusual. You know, but we've learned that the Yud Gimel Midos She'atar Nidreshes Behem correspond to Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim, and Kal V'Chomer corresponds to the first of Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim, Kel. So I would say Yosef is asking Hashem for mercy. The same way, do you remember by Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Akel Na Rafa Na La, God, have mercy on Miriam. Hashem said, you want mercy? The way to access mercy is you need to learn Dinei Kavachomer. Ve'aviha yaroik yarak b'faneha haloisi kolem shivas yamim tisager Miriam shivas yamim. That by making a Kavachomer, you access your Gimel Midos Rachamim. Yosef is in the most difficult situation in his life. He doesn't need to offer a rational argument to Eshes Potiphar. He needs the merciful one to have rachamim on him, to save him from the Yetzihara. So what's he going to do? You know what you do? He learns Kal V'Chomer. The Kal V'Chomer is, V'chola hin adoini lo yada iti ma babayis, ve'ich esa ara gdela hazois. He's making Kal V'Chomer, trying to access the Midas Harachamim. Maybe, since Kal V'Chomer corresponds to Kel, and we just had in Parshas Vayishlach, that Vayikra loy Kel Elokei Yisrael, the Gemara Megillah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Yaakov Avinu Kel. You know who Kel is? Yaakov. Maybe by Yosef making this Kal V'Chomer, he is Zoicha to the Midah of Kel, and he was Zoicha to see Vayar Yosef Tzuras Aviv. He saw his father, because his father is the embodiment and the epitome of Midas Kel. So because he made this Kal V'Chomer, he accessed the Kel, and he was Zoicha to see Yaakov Avinu. Anyway, some thoughts on the Parsha, and they may even link together. Okay, have a good day, everyone. We have an amazing share tonight on gaining emuna from academic critics of our tradition. Very interesting material about the two miracles of Chanukah, the miracle of the Shemen and the miracle of the victory, and why the oil is absent from any source that was ever written in Eretz Yisrael. Only mentioned in the Babylonian sources, like the Gemara, but not in Al Anisim and not in Megillas Tainis. Have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.